Hey, this is Pastor Logan Robertson from Pillar Baptist Church in Australia. I'd just like to thank you for watching this documentary about the Mormons and how that what they believe does not line up with the Word of God. The Book of Mormon teaches a lot of strange doctrines. It teaches that you have to do good works to get to heaven. Now, if you had to do good works to get to heaven, none of us would be saved because none of us are good enough. Because in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the Bible reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So it says that everyone in the world's a sinner. I've sinned, you've sinned, the whole world has sinned. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death." And so just like when we work a job, we get paid wages and we get paid money, well, the payment or the wage for our sin, according to the Bible, is death. And everyone deserves to die because of their sins, the Bible says. And once we die, there's a second death. The Bible talks about it in Revelation. It says that there's a second death. It's like a spiritual death that we die. We die a physical death, then a spiritual death. In Revelation chapter 21, verse number 8, it says, "But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And so the second death is where we get placed after we die if we have committed sin. And it lists the sins that we've committed will send us to hell. It says that the liars are going to hell. It says murderers are going to hell. And it says the fearful are going to hell. So it doesn't matter what we've done, whether we've murdered or we've lied, we're going to go to hell because of our sins. We have to pay for our sins. Now, that sounds like bad news, and it is, because everyone's going to go to hell because of their sin. But the word gospel in the Bible simply means the good news. And the good news is found in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. The Bible reads, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And so the good news is that we don't have to pay for our sins in hell. We can go to heaven, and it says the way to get to heaven is by Jesus Christ. Because you have to understand that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ himself came from heaven, he became flesh, and he lived a sinless life that we cannot do. Because I can't live a sinless life, neither can you. And Jesus Christ lived that sinless life that we can't do because he was 100% man, but he was 100% God as well. We believe in the Trinity. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, that there's three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. So there's one God, but it's made up of three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We have to believe that there's one God, not thousands of gods like the Mormons believe. And so Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, he lived a sinless life, he did a lot of miracles, he raised people from the dead, and at the end of his life, the Bible says that he was rejected by the people that he came to save. It says he came unto his own, but his own received him not. And once they arrest him, they spat upon him, they beat him up, they whipped him 39 times on his back, they put that crown of thorns and crushed that upon his head, and they mocked the King of Kings, they mocked the Lord of Lords, they put on a royal garments upon him, and they were mocking him, and they made him carry his own cross to Calvary. And once he was nailed on the cross, it was like all the sins I've done were placed upon Jesus. All the sins you have done were placed upon Jesus like he had done them. The Bible says that his body was buried in the tomb and his soul descended to hell for 3 days and three nights. Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 12, "As Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." But after 3 days and three nights, he rose again from the dead, conquering sin, conquering death, proving that he was God in the flesh. And he left our sins in hell so that we do not have to pay for them. And he died for everyone in the world. The Bible says that he's a propitiation for our sins, but not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So it doesn't matter what color you are. God doesn't care whether you come from China or Africa or America or England or Russia, South America, Australia. It doesn't matter where you're from. God loves you. It doesn't matter what color skin you got, because the Bible says we all come from one blood. We've all got red blood, and He died for you. He died for me. He died for the whole world. But there's one thing that you have to do to be saved. It says in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse number 30, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Which is a great question. What must I do? And they said in verse number 31, and they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Thy house just means that if your household believes on Jesus, that thou will be saved as well. But notice it says how to be saved: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't say believe and go to the Mormon church. It doesn't say believe and go to the temple. It doesn't say believe and put on strange underwear, or repent of your sins, or be baptized, or be baptized for the dead, or do good works. It says believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The most famous verse in the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever," that means anybody, "believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life." So once you believe on Christ, you get everlasting life according to the Bible. Now, the word believe, it's like our word faith. And we find that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So the Bible compares faith with believe, because they mean the same thing. Another word that we would use would be the word trust. Because if I was going to jump out of an airplane, I had a parachute on, I believe that parachute's going to open. But after I jump out, what am I doing? I'm trusting that parachute for me that I don't physically die when I hit the ground. That's what we're doing with Jesus. We're putting our faith on Him. We're trusting in Him that He paid for our sins on the cross, was buried, and then He rose again from the dead. What we're doing is we're relying on Him, not relying on ourselves. What we're doing is we're depending on Him, not depending on ourselves to get to heaven and our good works or our way of life or anything like that. It's just by trusting in Jesus that we're saved. And the Bible actually says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So once we're saved, the Bible says that we get everlasting life. The moment we believe, we get born again, we have everlasting life. Now, everlasting means it lasts forever. It will never end. Now, if Jesus took that off you for any reason, then it was never everlasting. But we know it says in Titus chapter 1, verse 2, "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world begun." So Jesus promised us everlasting life, and it says that God that cannot lie. So God's not going to lie to you in John chapter 3, verse 16. When He say you get everlasting life, that's what He means. It's everlasting. He can never take it off you. It says in Romans chapter 6 that it was a gift from God. God is the one that paid for that gift. Just like when I was a kid and I got birthday presents, Christmas presents from my parents, they paid for them. They worked for that money and brought me a gift. Same thing with the gift of eternal life. God went out and He came to earth as a man. He lived a sinless life. He died on the cross and He shed His blood for the gift of everlasting life. Once you receive that, you can never lose it. The Bible says that you become a son of God. Now, it doesn't say that you'll become a god like the Mormons teach, but it says you will become a son of God, or you'll become a child or a daughter of God. And just like I've got 5 children, no matter what they do, they'll always be my children. Even if they grew up and said something very bad or they did bad things, they're still my children. Just the same with us and God. Once we're His child, we're always His child. I would never, you know, put my son in a bonfire to discipline him. Same with God. He's not going to put us in hell, which is a big bonfire, to punish us. The Bible says that He will punish us on this earth, but He's never going to send us to hell, because we've got everlasting life. No matter what we do, we are saved, and everlasting means forever. And so I'm praying that you believed what I just told you from the Bible. Don't believe it just because I said it. Believe it because it's from the Word of God. And if you truly believe that, if you believe you've sinned before, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, you believe He was buried and that He rose again, and you believe that He gives you everlasting life and is the only one God, and Jesus died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, you can be saved today just by simply trusting that. If you believe that, we're just going to word a quick prayer and you can just repeat after me. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so we just have to ask for that gift. Now, if you don't believe that, don't pray. Because it doesn't, just asking for a gift if you don't believe it, that doesn't mean that you will receive it. You have to trust in Jesus, put all your faith on Him, and then ask for that gift. If you truly believe it, we'll just say a quick prayer right now. Dear Jesus, I know I've sinned, but I'm trusting You. I believe You died and rose again. Please save me now and take me to heaven when I die. I'm only trusting You, Jesus. Amen. So thank you for watching and have a good day.